At the end of every day, every argument, every lifestyle, and every identity question boils down to one thing. Who gets the final say? The real issue at the heart of the gay Christianity movement is this: authority. If we become our own authority, our desires, our feelings, our instincts, then we have no need for a savior. Why? Because salvation requires surrender. Every person must eventually answer, who will rule my life, Christ or desire? Who gets to define truth, scripture or culture? And who determines identity, the creator or the creature? Romans 1 shows us what happens when man is the authority. Confusion replaces clarity. Desire replaces design. Created things replace the creator. But the gospel shows us something better. Life under the authority of Christ leads to freedom, forgiveness, transformation, and joy. This doesn't mean we minimize struggles. It means we locate them correctly. We sympathize deeply, we love sacrificially, and we speak courageously. In the end, every heart must bow to someone. Scripture invites us to bow to the one whose authority brings life. Pray this with me today. Lord, be my authority. Teach me to submit every part of my life, my desires, my identity, my opinions, to your word and to your lordship. Here are two peoples that you can pray for today. Pray for our Creative Access missionary in India. And also pray for the Bondi Life Word broadcast for the people of Tanzania.